Okay, good morning, children. You guys all happy to be here this morning? Okay, that's good. This morning, I want to talk a little bit about working together in our home. Just working together in our parents and with our siblings, just little jobs or whatever it is. So when we all work together, there's a sweet reward of joy and peace instead of being unhappy and unpeaceful when we don't work together in peace. So if you I don't know if you ever experienced this, but if your mom tells you to do something and you say, I don't want to do it, or why am I always supposed to do this job, or I just did it yesterday, or just did this morning, there's that what happens? There is a burden comes over you and you don't feel good inside, and your mom and dad are maybe disappointed in you, and disrupts your peace and joy in your home. And in your heart, instead of you just willingly doing what was set before you, whether it big or small, if we just willingly do it, there is a sweet reward of joy and peace. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men." Here it says that it don't matter the task, but that we should be diligent in doing it with all our heart. Just like a honeybee spends its whole life working for the good of the hive. I was just going to talk a little bit about honeybees. I said I got to do bees the last 2 years, and I'm pretty amazed at all the attributes we can learn from a honeybee. So I was going to go through the life of a honeybee and try to make some points through it. So do you know how much honey one bee makes in his lifetime? Any guesses? It can be from anybody. Teaspoon? Yeah, it makes 1 ounce of honey in its lifetime. So it took two bees to make that. That's about 2 ounces of honey. It took about two bees to make that. These are all approximate guesses. But the bee spends its whole life and all its energy and all its effort to make this. And a honeybee lives about 6 weeks. That's an average. In the winter, it's about 4 to 6 months, because in the summer, they literally work themselves to death. So days 1 to 3 in its life, a worker bee, as soon as she emerges from the cell, grooms herself, and then she eats, and she cleans out the cell she just came from and others. Days 3 to 16, a honeybee hive is one of the most cleanest and most sterile environments found in nature. Preventing disease is an important early task for the worker bee. In the first couple weeks of her life, the worker bee removes any bees that have died and disposes of the corpse as far from the hive as possible. That's a pretty amazing process how they do that. So they basically drag their dead friend to the entrance, and they jump off and fly them as far as they can. So the bee's the size of them, but they work very hard. Days 4 to 12, they work in their nursery. So they be like you taking care of your little brother and sister. Young worker bee tends to their baby sisters by feeding and caring for the developing larvae. On average, a nurse bee checks a single larvae 1,300 times a day. Days 7 to 12, because the queen is unable to tend to her most basic needs by herself, some of the workers' duties task for her. They groom and feed her. They even take out her manure. She's not spoiled, but she's very taken care of in the hive. She can lay up to 2,000 eggs a day. Another thing they do is they encourage her to keep laying eggs. Days 12 to 18, they stock the pantry. During this stage of their life, the young worker bees take nectar from foraging bees that are returning to the hive. These house bees deposit this nectar in special cells set aside for this purpose. They add an enzyme to the nectar and set about fanning to evaporate the water content to turn nectar into ripened honey. So nectar, how they make honey is the foraging bees bring the nectar back to the hive, and they're called bees. I don't know if there's a name for them, but they take the nectar from the foraging bees, so they literally like take it right out of their mouth, and they add an enzyme, and then they put it into the cell, and then they fan to evaporate the water, because nectar has quite a bit of water. So they evaporate the water from it, and that turns nectar into honey. They worker bees also take a turn at controlling the temperature and humidity of the hive. During warm weather, and honey flow season, you'll see groups of bees lined up on one side of the entrance facing the hive. They fan furiously to draw air into the hive, and additional fans are in position within the hive. The relay of fresh air helps maintain a constant temperature of 93 to 95 degrees for developing brood. And they have to keep that temperature year-round or they'll die. Here it says they fan furiously. There's a couple times where there are a couple of them there, and I put my hand or my face right there. You can actually feel a breeze from drawing air outside the hive. Some of them draw air into the hive, some push air out. Okay. Days 12 to 35, worker bees that are about 12 days old are mature enough to begin producing bee wax. Their wax glands are underneath the bee's stomach. They help with building new wax comb, and they also help cap ripened honey. And that's a pretty, how many of you know how like a bee wax looks. It's very detailed, and these bees will help work on this. They'll build out the wax on that. The last task of a house bee before she ventures out is that of guarding the hive. At this stage of maturity, her sting glands have developed to contain amount of venom. These bees are poised and alert, checking each bee that returns to the hive. So here they basically stand at the door of the hive, and they'll just check each bee that comes in. Some bees sneak in with nectar. They're little robbers. They'll come in and they're bringing something, and they actually take stuff. But these bees, another thing about the guard bees was they'll give their life for the hive. So how many of you ever got stung? I know Cohen did. So every time you got stung, that bee that stung you died. So one thing we can learn from them is that they give up their life for the good of others. When the worker bee is a few weeks old, she ventures outside the hive to perform her last and most important job, to collect the pollen and nectar that will stay in the colony. With her life half over, she joins the ranks of food bees until she reaches the end of her life. Foraging bees visit 5 million flowers to produce a single pint of honey. A single pint of honey is about a pound. So they have to visit 5 million flowers to produce a 1 pound of honey. And they forage a 2 to 3 mile radius from the hive and search for food, even farther if necessary, for water and propolis. Foraging is the toughest time for the worker bees. It's difficult and dangerous work for them. This is how the worker bee life ends, working diligently right into the end. And these bees that are older, you can see them, they're brown, their wings are maybe a little bit tattered, but they are working diligently. And all these dates, they're just approximate. I don't know if anybody knows for certain, but I'm not sure how they got this, but these are not fixed numbers. This morning, I want to encourage you to be faithful and diligent in the little things that our parents set before us to do, even though you did it many times already. Remember, a bee has to visit. So the bee has to visit about 3,000 flowers a day. That's on average that's every day. Sometimes it can be down to 1,000. It can be up to 5,000. It depends on the flower, or it depends on the honey flow, the size of the hive. So maybe you think that doing his job again is just terrible. You have to remember, a bee and how many flowers it has to visit to make produce an ounce of honey. So one bee. Remember, one bee makes 1 ounce of honey, and they have to work their whole life. So I was going to read a couple of verses, Ecclesiastes 9:10. It says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do with all thy might, for there is no... I was going to stop right there. I was just going to read part of the verse. Here it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do it with all thy might. It doesn't matter what task it is, we're to do it with all our might and do it cheerfully. And then Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Here it says, let's not be weary in doing good for maybe your brother or sister being nice to your siblings, working for your mom cheerfully, all those little things. And then there's the verse, I'm not sure where it's at. He that is faithful in little will also be faithful in much. So we're faithful in the little things that our parents set before us. One day we can be, maybe look up to missionaries. The missionaries, you need to start at the bottom and do little jobs first. If you're faithful in the little jobs and little things that are set before you, you can someday be faithful in the big things. That's about all I have. I just hope you got something out of it. Just remember to be like a bee and to work diligently. And after this, I have a little gift for you all. So let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for another beautiful morning again. Us again, just thank you for what we heard this day. And so far, just help us to apply what we hear to our lives and being merciful. And just I just pray for these children that they can just grow up to be brave men of God and women, that they could just stand true and strong, and help them, Lord, just to be diligent in little things that are set before them. Pray for Dad as he comes up here and preaches. You just give him words to speak and a clear mind. Just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.